This week's lesson was about getting laws changed and about segregation in schools. In America, the main way to get a law changed is to take out a legal case. If you can take it to court, if you can prove that a law is unfair and unjust, a judge will go in your favour. It can then be appealed. If it goes to the United States Supreme Court and they agree, the law changes. In the 1950s, several black people decided to try and break some of these laws and get them changed through legal cases. In 1954, Oliver Brown, a welder and pastor from Kansas, took the Topeka Board of Education to court. His 8-year-old daughter, Linda, was banned from going to the school that she lived opposite because that was an all-white school and she was black. A judge agreed that Linda Brown should go to the school over the road. In 1954, the United States Supreme Court agreed with it as well. Segregation of schools was illegal. It cannot happen. Despite that, several states in the South continued to segregate schools. In 1957, the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Coloured Peoples, decided to test how determined states were to break the law. They persuaded 9 black students in Little Rock, Arkansas, to enrol at Little Rock High School. Little Rock High School was an all-white segregated school. These 9 students had every right to go there, and legally they had to be allowed. On the 4th of September 1957, the 9 students arrived. The governor of Arkansas, Orville Forbus, had said the students would not be allowed in. His job as governor was to make sure those students could go in, but he refused. On that particular morning, the 9 students turned up. They tried to get into the school. The Arkansas State Guard refused to let them in. One student, Elizabeth Eckford, arrived late and arrived on her own and had to walk through a crowd of 3,500 people, many of them threatening to attack her and lynch her. The Little Rock Nine then appealed to the president, Dwight Eisenhower. The law is clear. Segregated schools is illegal. He has to support the Little Rock Nine going to Little Rock High School. On the 24th of September 1957, the 9 students tried again. This time, the United States Airborne Regiment were there to escort Elizabeth Eckford and the other 9 students into classrooms, going into a school for your lessons, protected by armed soldiers. In time, Little Rock High School became a mixed school, as did others. This is an important step in the civil rights movement, getting black students into white schools, getting the next generation of people, white and black, to getting used to sitting together and working together in the same classroom. That is one way to challenge beliefs.